Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Eivin, daf Peidal, begin the Amidbeis, begin the Taz the Master, begin the word of the Gemara, let me buy you a Kama. We don't even have to tell you this. Just try to explain that the Gemara's question that it's mentioning now, why didn't it ask it up until now? And why is it saying it regarding the Mechitza? This question of the Gemara is asking why do you need regarding the up one? That the Gemara had said that don't ask why we're saying specifically made the Mechitza with the upper one. It's Lame Bay. In other words, we don't say tell you if it made the Mechitza with the low one, not for the upper one, that for both of them, Bishop and Achas, that for sure they can both be Aser. Rather, even if you made just for the upper one, not for the low one, which is the case that we're saying, oh, that's telling you a Chiddush to say that even though for the upper one it's more convenient, low one is more difficult, we're not going to say the upper one is Mutter, low one is forbidden, rather, both are going to be Aser. So Rashi explains, meaning, so why up until now didn't we ask this question, which was a question that could have been asked independently up until now? So that says Rashi, because the Bishlam el Rav, we understand according to Rav, who we were explaining up until now, that he doesn't say that the Mishnah is talking about that they're within 10 tefachim. So therefore, not good also lal yonim. That's why specifically we said that the Mechitza was made by the upper one, and not for the low one, that it was Lashmina to tell us, this chiddush of lazebis, drinking lazebis shulshul, where even though for the low one they have to throw an upper one that's lowering down, still shnei masum, they both may also, which is like the opinion of Rav. But that's what the Gemara is addressing now. But elahash the kind of begayv asarla. But now that we're explaining that actually the two porches were within 10 tefachim from each other, so then mali asal again, mali asal d'artani. Then what's the difference between if you made the walls this mechitza for the upper one or the low one? Either way, you have a mechitza that permits. That's kach peres Rashi. That's what Rashi explains why the Gemara was only asking it now. And says Taisus L'Rabad Barava Nami. Also for Barava. Also, the Ukma he explains his answer for the Gemara's Baboin Bnei Tachton and Derech Liyad L'Malot. That it's when the people in the lower porch they come through the upper porch to go out and fill up. So then somebody could ask the same question. So what's the difference if it's the upper one or the lower one? That says Taisus. No, Kamash Mantuva. No, there's definitely ladders that we're getting in the Chiddush, which coming to tell us the Avagav Dama Seif Ketzim Avin. Although the Gemara said previously nothing on Tesma base, the Sulam Taris Mechita Labali also that for leniently will say that a ladder has aloha like a partition and it's not going to make it forbidden when you have a ladder from one area to another. So you would think, okay, so then the fact that the low one has a ladder should not make it that it would make it prohibited on the upper one. That's what coming to tell you. That's what Rav is telling you that no. Here regarding we consider it through the ladder Tashmish ben Nachas. Yeah, it just makes a convenient utility for the one who lives in the lower porch that now it's Kelezeb Shulshul, Lezeb Shulshul, that now for both of them all they needed to lower that Asri, that's what's gonna make it forbidden. You're right. It's not because the ladder is intrinsically like a Pesach. No, it could be like a Mechita, but ultimately now both are Bishulshul and therefore it's gonna be also. That's the Chiddush of Rav Barava also, and therefore they can only ask the question at this point now. The next taste the master begins with the Gemara, Gagas of Mechilish Yisrab, a roof that's near the public domain. The taste gives three interpretations of this Gemara. The Gemara proved that a place that's near two different domains, which was supporting a bias answer for Shmuel, that even though that's essentially for one that's Bekash and one Benachas, but since they're not more than 10 tefachim away from each other, so then they have both the same halacha, and as we see, as Abai says, in this halacha of Shmuel, by a roof that's near Rosh Hashanah, that you need a permanent ladder to permit it. No, Perish Bekonches. So, Taisa brings that Rashi explains the case like this, that the roof, She'ena Mukav Chatzu B'Chatzu Dadam, the roof is not surrounded, as usually how a roof of a house is inside a courtyard, and it's surrounded by the court in all sides. Here it's not like that. And let's see, the Echad Rosh Hashanah, one side was abutting the public domain. Moreover, the Stam Gagka Vayasar, generally a roof is 10 Tvachim high, because the people live beneath it. The Yesha Mirpes said, but there was a porch over here, the Loigavai Sar Mishasram, which was not more than 10 tefachim above the public domain, and then from that porch that the people go up to the roof, and the roof was less than 10 tefachim from the porch. And also the porch was less than 10 tefachim from Mishasram. And that's what the Gemara was proving. So you see, Avigav Zomar Pesed Kepesach, although that for the people on the porch, the roof is like open, because anything less than 10 tefachim is considered like a Pesach, convenient utility. Whereas, L'Bnei Rosh Hashanah, Ein Rav, the people of Rosh Hashanah, it's more than 10 tefachim, it's nothing. But, Kivin, the Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, the Goya, Sardar, Dodi, Kamib, but since the porch and the public domain is within 10 tefachim of each other, Asar Dodi, they're going to make it forbidden, one on the other, the roof. And because the Elavach, if that wasn't the case, then Tam and Mahabad, then what would be the reason why the roof would be forbidden without a Sulam Kavua? Moreover, Rashi has to explain, we have to say that the porch is enclosed on top, but it has an opening up until 10 amas, opening up until Rosh Hashanah. as Rashi explains, he saw it, because if the porch was not surrounded with walls on the porch, but since it's not 10 tefachim higher than the Rishas Rav, then actually Carmelis, we would actually have halacha as a rabbinically forbidden area of a Carmelis, and then Mesul Lamahaniba, and then actually a ladder going to the roof would not be effective, because, well, how would that help? The Kometal Mekarmelis is Rishas Yachid, then you'd be carrying from a Carmelis, which is what the porch would be, to the roof, which is Rishas Yachid, and that wouldn't help, obviously, that the porch is enclosed. That's Rashi's interpretation. But says Taisus, the Kashya Lari Lahamid, but it's difficult for the Rita to explain it, as Rashi does, Kashyash Mepesed Beit Rishas Rav Lagag. That is talking about that there's a porch between the public domain and the roof. Because the Inamaska Hachem Pesachol, no way do we mention there in the Gemara anything about a porch. Void, moreover, if the porch is actually enclosed the way Rashi says, then the question becomes, hey, when they were Shasa Rabbim, Oysim Allah, Balagak, then how can the people of the street make it forbidden on the people of the porch and on the roof? Because what's the difference from a courtyard that's open to Rishas Rab, that we don't see the people of Rishas Rab make it also on the Chatzar, only if it's totally breached, more than 10 Amos. He's saying it's not more than 10 Amos. So what, that's just a Pesach. So why would people of Rishas Rab make it also on the people on the porch? And if it's not enclosed, the porch, then have a Carmelis. Then, like Rashi had pointed out, then the porch becomes a Carmelis. And it's also forbidden to carry to the roof. And Vagag Nivetz Labasara. And the roof is breached to the porch more than in the area more than 10 amos. So that itself should make it forbidden to carry on the porch because it's part of the makam asula. And if you believe in pesari, and if you can explain that we're not talking about a porch, the koi gaga b'teichasara, and that the roof is within 10 tefachim of Rishas Rabbim, as we're saying, it's within 10 tefachim, and we're not mentioning any porch, then it can have a karmelis. Then the roof is a karmelis. Because it's within 10 tefachim from the Rishas Rabbim, as we had asked regarding the Merpeset. So, rather, Vaimari, he explains like this. The Meir Shabbat B'lai Merpeset, yeah, that, as the Gemara doesn't mention, there's no porch over here in this case. U'b'nei Rishas Mishtam Shambai, and the people in the street, they use the roof, which, because there's an opening up until 10 Amos, that the roof has towards the Rishas Rabbim. And it's convenient for them to use that area, because Lefisha Nigvay Asara. It's not 10 tefachim high, like the Gemara says. But the ain't an ifetz bimilua. It's not considered totally breached the roof to the Rishas Rabbim household. We should see the hagag of Ayasa. We're talking about where the sides of the roof are actually 10 tefachim high, all around. Oy kol hagag lamat masar, or even if you can say that actually the whole roof is within 10 tefachim, but it has a gate around the roof. So that's considered enclosed. And it has an opening to the street within 10 amos or less, which makes it into a pesa. So it's not a karmelis, because it's not parts to the street. Now, this that we're saying that the people of the Rishas Rabbim are going to make it usur, it's what we ask, why is that any different than when it has opening to the chatzar? No, but come in, and this is what the Gemara was saying. The tzarech sulam kavu, we said that you need to have a permanent ladder from the courtyard to the roof, lahatirai, to permit them. Because of a belay sulam, ain b'nei chatzar regilim by. Because without a ladder, the people of the courtyard, they don't normally use the roof, and therefore mevatlam and b'nei Rishas Rabbim. Therefore, the people of Rishas Rabbim are going to nullify shehergei loy lishtamish by, because they do normally use the roof. They're going to nullify it from having a teres de urine, from having on the roof a halachic status as if there's dwellers over there. It's going to be like a roof without any dwellers. Mashvil karfa, but if it's going to make the roof into a karfa, which is an enclosed area for non-residential purposes, and then Basel Tatum and Chassel Rabbanan, and then it's going to be forbidden to go ahead and carry from the roof to the courtyard, according to Rabbanan. Rabbanan hold the Chatzeris and Kafifas are two different domains, therefore the roof, which is a Karfav, would be forbidden to carry to the Chatzer, and Rabbi Shimon, according to Shimon, who actually holds a lot of carry from the Chatzer to the Karfav, Nami, it would still be relevant regarding Kelim Shabbos and Mabayis, regarding vessels that start off Shabbos in the house, which Asl Hayach and the Chatzel Gag, then those vessels you'd be forbidden to take from, that you took off from the house to the courtyard to the roof, given the Nasa Karf, like we said, because the roof now became a Karfav, and you now take out the Kelim from the Bayis, even according to Bashiman, to the Karfav. And as Taisa explains, as we had asked before, that this is not comparable to a courtyard or a Mavi that's open to Rishas Rab within 10 Amis. The Imbene Rishas Rab, Moisim Alav, that the people in the street, they don't make it forbidden on the people of the Chatzar. So why is it different than over here to the roof? Because it has to make a deer in Gemurin, because there in the Chatzar, in the Mava, you have bona fide dwellers over there. They incorrectly believe Rishas Rabbatim, and even the people in the street don't have an ability to nullify and make the Chatzar their Karfaf. But here, the roof, which, as we explained, doesn't really have a deer in it, and since the people in the Chatzar don't have a way to get there without the ladder, the people in Rosh Hashanah will be nullifying that in contrast to a chatzar or mavet. So obviously you see that was the Gemara's proof that a place near two different domains that doesn't have a more than an area of 10 tefachim separating it, which would be the roof and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, would be making it forbidden on people the chatzar to carry to the roof. Now, that's what the Gemara was saying, that no. The Gemara says, maybe we're talking about that the people in the street, that they put on their scarves and their hats, the regila, that it's normal for the people in the street, when they're tired, in the hot, even though maybe no, maybe the roof is more than 10 tefachim from the ground. But it's still an easy utility, as Rashi explains. Therefore, it's considered by the people in the street a convenient utility. And therefore, you can't compare it to the halacha that we're trying to prove of an area that's between two different courtyards. With one that's easy and one throw, where one of them is considered convenient, one of them is difficult. The because Rashi says, because the courtyard you don't use for utilities like hats, only for heavy utensils, and therefore that would necessitate throwing, which would be considered tashmish b'kasha. And again, there, that's how the Gemara rejected, as we said, b'kum to besudra, and therefore has nothing to do with, because it was within 10 tefachim of the roof. It could have been more than 10 tefachim, as Rashi had explained the same for the rejection of the Gemara. Now, however, a third interpretation, Rabbi Tamafash ben Yachar, explains differently. It says, Garga samach l'shos rabim, the roof is close to the rishos rabim, and yet the roof is low down within 10 tefachim from the street. So, like we explained before, it should make it into a karmelis. But, so we're saying, that's why tzarek sulam kabua, you need a permanent ladder from the courtyard to the roof, latirai, to permit it. And that is because the ladder says that the roof is not a karmelis. Because since you have a ladder over there, so it's easy utility for the people of the chatzar to get there. So it's considered as if the dwellers over there. And the reason why that is going to help not to make it into karmelis is because to keep the teichel shosh yachad, since the inside of this roof, the building inside, is a private domain. So below dama the shark karmelis. So therefore, you can't compare this to like just a generic karmelis. And therefore, masulim kavush of a chatzar. Therefore, you have a permanent ladder in the courtyard. Mamayit karech karmelis of a chatzar. It diminishes the strength of it being considered karmelis in the courtyard. Meaning, the karmelis of the roof in the courtyard is not going to be a karmelis anymore. They'll have a karmelis value because it's not like a bona fide karmelis. Because again, the inside of that roof is Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you have the ladder that's going to solidify and cement it as a non-karmelis. Now, the Gemara was inferring some kibbu in. Sounds like only a permanent ladder. Yeah, sulam arai loy, but a temporary ladder. No, afa gavdal yisulam arai. Oh, with a temporary ladder, still have a tashmish nachas tei lachatim l'nei Rosh Hashanah. It's still more convenient utility for the people of the courtyard than the people of the street. Because the people in the street don't even have a temporary ladder. And still we see, and this is the Gemara was Raya, keeping the potato story coming since within 10 tefachim, actually see makes it forbidden. David Akhapapa rejects, he says, no, people in the street also have a common utility for their scarves and their hats. The Rosh Hashanah them samach legag, because the person's head is near the roof. There it's common utility, even without a ladder. Just like it is for the people of the courtyard with a ladder. Therefore, you need to have a permanent ladder to admit this inferior type of a karmelis. It's not really like such a strong karmelis. Because inside is Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, again, it was no rai. So, Taisa brought three different interpretations. According to Rashi, this case that the Gemara is trying to prove has a merpeset, a porch between the street and the roof, and the ladder helps that. The utility for the merpeset going to the roof, but if it has sulam arai, then that wouldn't be sufficient because the street is within 10 tefachim from the merpeset. According to the Ri, the halacha is regarding there's no porch. There's only Rosh Hashanah and the roof is surrounded with walls, but it's open until 10 amos to Rosh Hashanah. And what the Gemara is discussing is permitting the utility from the courtyard to the roof. If there would only be sulam arai, then the utility of the people in the street would make the roof into a karfaf, which would make it forbidden to go from the chatzar to the gag. That's because of the halacha of what Abai is trying to prove from Shmuel. According to Rabbi Natan, the permissibility of the ladders to permit going from the courtyard to the roof, because if there wouldn't be a ladder, then even if there was a temporary ladder, the roof would have halacha of a karmelis, but a permanent ladder helps to remove the halacha of a karmelis from the roof, which, because even without the ladder, it's an inferior type of a kamelis, because inside the house of Rosh Hashanah, and then if the ladder is going to be effective, that was the third interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam.